We did it. We finally won. After losing every single game of the season, we had finally won. Everyone thought we would never do it, but we did. As we stood together, reveling in our victory, I was sad because I didn't get to play. But later on, I realized that not winning all those games didn't mean the world. The Game by Emma Klossman. Back in sixth grade, I had decided to go out for basketball. I was excited and nervous because I had never played before and I didn't know anyone else who was on the team. It made it harder since everyone was a stranger to me and I was new to the sport. It was a challenge to learn how to play as well as to make friends with the other girls and not be shy. It was hard not knowing anyone and it became harder as tensions began to rise after the results of our games. Soon, after a couple practices, we had our first tournament. I remember how jittery I was, and as I walked into the gymnasium, where we'd be playing, I was amazed by the size of it. The first game started as quickly as it ended. I got to play, and I thought we were doing well, but our opponents were formidable. And when the buzzer rang out, the results weren't pleasing. We had lost. I was disappointed but still hopeful we would win another game that day. We did not win another game that day. I tried to stay positive as the season went on. We continued to rack up copious amounts of losses. At one point, our coach even told us that we were the laughingstock of every tournament, which really put me down. As each game continued to have the same outcome, it became harder and harder to be hopeful. One weekend, we headed to yet another basketball tournament. While it wasn't much different from the others at first, but this one was special. In one of the matches, the score had been close the whole time. Me and a few other teammates who were sitting on the bench began to cheer louder as the clock counted down. When the sound of the buzzer rang out, we all jumped up cheering. After all those losses, we had gotten a win. It was bittersweet for me and a few others because we didn't get to play, but I was still happy for everyone. It felt nice to finally win, but the feeling didn't last long because the game remained the only time we ever won. Still, after all that, I was grateful because I still had fun and created good memories with my teammates. Everyone has experienced some sort of defeat. All of this may not have changed me much, but it still taught me some important things, like grit and resilience. This experience helped me learn how to power through my problems, even though myself and others thought I was still going to fail. It showed that continuing, although it seems useless, can lead to success. I realized that just because you've been beaten doesn't mean you shouldn't continue trying or that you are useless or should be ashamed. This experience showed me how to be positive when everything seemed negative. It also taught me how to deal with not always winning and how to pick myself back up and try again. While it was a hard way to learn a lesson, it still showed me all of these things, and that you must work towards success because failure can come so easily.